Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jane Hoffman. Welcome. We only have a 45-minute show tonight, so I'm going to go straight into the content. While observing things on the internet, I have recently abandoned cable news via purchase in my home, and I've transferred my news information indulgence into different sources on the internet. Of course, it's okay to do print journalism. That's a very reliable source. Reading the Washington Post, the Atlantic, and things like that. But to find out worldwide news, the only trusted news sources are the BBC and Al Jazeera. I do find watching the top three networks in America, except for ABC, who has good coverage, is kind of like living in a vacuum and only knowing things from pundit perspective. Their slant, their opinion, their analysis on what Trump might or might not do has just gotten to be intoxicating to me. Also, I want to know the news as far as if there is any predictability involved. It's speculation over, like, how bad the Yemeni civil war will get, how Saudi manages hostility on every side of their nation. That's the type of predictability I want to hear about, not about what might happen. If we are going to analyze Trump, it should be from what he's already done. Now, I'm just going to play one excerpt of Al Jazeera Live, which is a news source you can reach on YouTube, along with chatting. Now, some of the chatters in the room are just as stupid as any YouTube commentary, so you kind of have to weed it out. Here we go.
And your golden gorge is good. About 500 Nigerian refugees and migrants stranded in Libya have returned home. The Nigerian government ordered the immediate evacuation of about 5,500 Nigerians from Libya after the thoughts of abuse, slavery, and torture. Ahmed Idris travels with Thomason, and this is his exclusive report.
A cramped office in the center of Tripoli is the only decent place these Nigerian teenagers have spent years. Thank you.
That's just an example on the things that we have to do. The Nigerian refugees in Libya and Tripoli, that's a situation that you don't hear about in American news. People becoming indentured servants, stuck in warehouses, being sold off as slaves, being charged to return to their homeland. I know Ben just tried calling in and now I see him on the board. I wasn't sure the reason, Ben, but I'll pull you in. Good evening. This is Jane.
Hey. I was trying to let you know that the audio was inaudible.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did not get a new phone yet, but I did not have it on speaker. So what I'm going to do is just hold there a second. I want to play one more. I just want to play 30 more seconds live to see if you can hear it. 1 second.
Nigerian migrants in the skies of Libya.
To other news now, at least 25 people have been killed in an attack in the Syrian city of Idlib. President Assad's forces have been making steady gains in the northwestern province. Government forces have also increased airstrikes on other rebel-held areas, including the besieged suburbs of eastern Ghouta. Osama bin Jalaid reports.
Okay, could you hear that?
Yeah.
Ben?
Yeah, I could hear that.
But you couldn't hear anything? You couldn't hear anything of what I played the first 5 minutes?
Nope.
Okay. There's nothing I can do about it now, but what I was doing is I did an introduction telling the audience, tonight we will discuss just how people have more choices over their media sources. There's a reason I chose this topic tonight. The first reason is because we have a short segment tonight. The second reason is Al Jazeera, even though, yes, it's not an American-based news corporation, however, they do seem to have more in-depth analysis, more breadth and depth to their story. They report the situation, causes, factors, and geopolitical changes or regional definitions in the area. They don't have pundits talking endless hours about who's going to do this or that and maybe or maybe not. And to me, it's more legitimate news. The other, I also like the BBC. Whether it's on television or the internet. And also you can do a live chat with people from a live stream news while on YouTube with Al Jazeera. And this is not a political slant or anything. It's just something I enjoyed. Other people may enjoy something else. But I think in this day and age where I cut off my $80 cable bill a month, people have to look for news sources And I wanted to also describe some stories that I never heard on American news, like the fact I did hear some slight example of certain segments of Africans being warehoused in Libya, but I didn't know that it was Nigerian specifically and how they were suffering until I watched Al Jazeera. So that's just one example. Do you have any? Don's supposed to be calling in. He texted back a few hours ago, but John's at work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I found one that was called Circa News, and even though they were extreme left-wing narrative, the entire narrative from start to finish is left-wing. They even got left-wing Americans to down about the ignorance of Americans having to do with Iran. But Circa News was the only source that I could actually find video showing the protests at the time. Their commentary was extremely biased, but
is it SIRQA or CIRCA?
CIRCA. But they were some of the only ones with actual video. Even though the commentary was almost, it was borderline ridiculous. They were basically saying that no American knows anything about Iran, which is not true. Maybe the majority doesn't, but the way they were saying it was that Americans can't say anything about it because none of them really know.
Yeah, like my point of view was that, I'll just use one thing as an example. When we were covering that story on Project Veritas, I found a comical news outlet on YouTube where there were two young guys around 25 who went into in-depth analysis on Project Veritas and like how foolish they were to use this woman as a poser to lie about her relationship with Roy Moore. But they made some dumb tongue-in-cheek comments too, but most of all their analysis was pretty head-on and straightforward. Now, I don't like channels like you just said that say like all Americans are dumb, you know, but I think with those B-headline news people that once in a while you're going to get commentary like that. It's kind of hard to avoid.
Right.
But like what Albert has told us in the past is he does look for those protester sites where like there's coverage of protests that nobody else is filming. So that is a good headliner. Or, you know what I mean? Like a good thing to watch.
Right. Well,
Well,
one thing I noticed when I was watching their live feed was that the protest was completely segregated. It was men as far as the eye could see. I mean, for miles, it was all men. And then they showed the women's area. So they completely separated. It was like the women weren't allowed to even be in the same street as the men. And that was something I noticed a major difference with our country. They actually separate men and women, even with a protest.
You know, that's funny that you mentioned that because Albert was talking about, like, on some of the videos that he's watched in the past, like, remember that thing about the Confederate statue being pulled down? Like, there was discrepancy in the news over what side of the street the liberals stood on the day that one young woman was killed, and how many pro-Confederacy people there were. Like, the news misrepresented how many people were on each side, but if you go to the homemade videos watched on YouTube, you could see the whole story. So that's the one advantage
right.
that we have with they're called, in the old days they were called stringer videos. Like, like the person who took the Rodney King video, he was a stringer. He just happened to be there at that time. So with that,
right, well,
John did call
is.
In. Right, and that's why people can't get away with stuff. Anyways,
right.
Don, hi, how's it going?
Hey, Jane. Hey, everybody, Ben. It's Albert.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
No, it's just us three tonight.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. I just came off the ride and talking with somebody about some of the racial things that have been going on around here that I'm in the middle of, pretty much. So, we're talking about protests. Okay.
No, we're talking. Wait, Don. We're talking about interactive news on YouTube, how you can live stream Al Jazeera. But we're pretty much talking about where we draw our sources from. But we were talking specifically about protests.
Okay. All right. Because you know how I feel about the internet and all of that stuff. I can't stand it. And it's the worst thing that could have happened to man. Artificial intelligence is going to destroy his capability of having emotion, and we're going to see people who are no longer human beings. That's pretty much the.
But you know what, Don? But you did miss the major point. Like, I was just watching primary sources firsthand news on these three Nigerian women who were held in captivity in Libya, and they had to actually pay $2,000 for their freedom. Now, that's
right.
The internet does serve some purposes. You can. I'm not talking about the three main networks in America. There are things you can find out that you wouldn't be able to find out if you didn't have internet access.
Whatever. They're lying to you about the shooting down here in Vegas. You know, and these guys can't get it right. You don't know what's going on. Nobody has the faintest idea. I do, but, you know, life goes on. And nobody believes it, and nobody's going to think it credible. Ben brings up very good points, issues, and situations where the media doesn't even print it or prints it wrong. It happens all the time. You know, I'm a journalist. So I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted with the Americans, and I'm disgusted with the way that the journalism profession is treating Americans. It's truly improper. I've got a ride, so you guys talk, and I'll be back with you in a few minutes.
Okay, Ben,
okay.
I'm going to make one comment on what Don said. Since I work in education, and we just had this tutorial on Friday on how to put images in our Google Slides to make them look like they're motion activated. I personally don't think the computer is an enemy. It's making people a lot smarter using applications. It's also a lot more entertaining. I don't want to go back 10 years and just watch 8 channels. I want to watch what I want to watch. And I think Don's right in the sense of community, like the feel of a hometown community when you walk to your neighbor's house and say hello, that could possibly be lost through the internet. But I don't think the internet is just a tool of evil. It's also a force for good.
Mhm. And I would have to go back to the point of, Don led into AI and new technology taking people's jobs, but every new technology is a new tool, and the free market puts it to work or lets it die, basically, as how useful or not useful it is. Like the excavator came along and took a lot of people's jobs that used to just dig with a shovel. But it's an information, the internet sped up the printing press, basically. So you get everyone's thoughts all at the same time.
Well, the thing
is
as we have discussed this on the show before, and this isn't really the topic, but some people
right.
are incapable of mentally sorting out what is truth and fiction. And Even in the Al Jazeera live stream chat, there's people saying ridiculously stupid things all the time. And, you know, like, instead of having an intellectual debate, they'll just say stuff like, America and England should burn, you know. Instead of saying something that really matters, like maybe their perspective on the Syrian government or something.
Well, that's the opinion of the person they chose to interview. If they chose to interview an intellectual
person. No, I'm talking
person,
about the people who are chatting on the side of the video.
Oh,
there's
well,
not
yeah,
only live
matter.
Stream news, but there's live chats going on.
Yeah, that's because
now,
all people
right
can do is take a spot shot. You can't
that's
have a
pretty much
debate
what it
with
is,
somebody.
You...
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, you can't debate
well,
somebody in one sentence, and it moves so fast that people just say something rude, and then everybody gets pissed off, and that's the whole point, is to piss people off.
The other point I want to bring up, now, we kind of sound like a public service announcement tonight, but like the PBS Frontline series and Al Jazeera Investigates, sometimes it's better to watch like those one-hour segments because then it goes into detail and history of individual historical relevancy, like they did a special on Bin Laden's final days. You know, I saw an excellent special on the Chinese investing in Kenya high-rises and how no other country is doing that, and they're helping Kenya rise out of poverty. Now, nobody would know about these Chinese investments had someone not covered a story about that. Now, if John was
well,
on the air, all he would do is criticize China.
Well, I can too, because let me tell you something about China. They wouldn't be building high-rises to lift people out of poverty. If poverty was the real issue, they would help themselves out of poverty. They have a huge population of poor. You know?
China does it itself. So would you say in this instance that the Kenya government had enough money to pay the Chinese to come over and build these things? Or who do you think was the private investor perpetuating this?
I haven't looked into it, but I can guarantee you they're there for something. That the Chinese want to establish something there because of a resource. They don't care about money. They're smarter than that. They need something that's there. And I would look under the ground.
Like maybe like some kind of natural resource perhaps?
Yeah, look at their demand right now. It's lithium, copper, things to make electronics, or some type of a fuel. Now, if there's those things, then that's the reason that they're there. They're not there for the money. They could care less about Kenya's money unless it's gold.
And they're not there for the goodwill mission?
I doubt it. I haven't even looked into it, and I can tell you I don't believe that.
Well, I just found one article that I want to share. China Wu Yi will next year open a construction material supermarket in the Athi River. This is in Kenya. After finalizing work on its upcoming precast building materials factory in Machakos County. The facility, which will be the first of its kind in Kenya, will stock construction hardware, ceramic tiles, kitchen furniture, electrical products, bathroom appliances, lamps, and blah, 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 blah. The
right.
China Wu Yi Kenya... I'm done. Let me finish this paragraph. The China Wu Yi Kenya
back.
Building Industrialization... Research, Development, and Production-Based Material Supermarket. Well, it sounds like they're basically bringing in a shitload of supplies to build more stuff. We are settled on establishing it in Kenya owing to the country's good bilateral relationship with China and because of its economic hub. It doesn't say exactly what their goal is here. Maybe
Who's
it's
goal?
A good geopolitical...
In Kenya... Are you kidding me?
China and Kenya. China,
they want to take over Kenya just like they want to take over anything else. They've got slave labor and some of the best quality minerals, gems, everything coming into Kenya. Kenya and Uganda are behind South Africa, are the best slave populations in the world. So that's their economic goal. China periodically buys.
Do you think that Kenya's really going to think Kenya really would submit to Chinese domination?
Yes. What are you talking about when you have 40 million Africans under 1 million white man's domination? That's apartheid. So you've got the only difference is the color of these people's skin. That's it. So you've got the manifestation of another apartheid that has been, I mean, it's been declared. This is no secret. It's been in periodicals and any kind of research is that the Chinese know. They and Russia have limited resources and natural resources in these minerals. So they need to go somewhere else, and Africa is willing to sell its soul for a bit of acceptance. All African-American people want is to be accepted as a normal person. We don't give a damn about anything else. And,
okay, well,
because, you know,
sometimes things are a little more complicated. Like the World Bank says that Kenyan. Let me talk, Don. We only have 45 minutes tonight. The World Bank says that Kenya needs 2 million. Why are you so abrasive tonight? The World Bank states that Kenya needs 2 million more low income homes. Okay, I'm muting you for 30 seconds so I can talk. Okay, here I go. Kenya needs 2 million more low-income homes. Building them would boost its economic growth. That's the World Bank talking. They said in an article, the government of Kenya could rely on the private sector to provide financing for affordable housing with government actively supporting the sector by creating the right environment for lenders and developers. Such support can come in the form of working with the private sector to attract financing through financial instruments, improving access to land, providing basic infrastructure. So before I let Don back on the line, I have a general question. What if China went in there to invest and build homes because Kenya was economically sliding, and they don't want another African country torn by disease and poverty and economic instability? Maybe China is doing a good thing. Ben or Don, could you answer me?
Yeah, I don't see how that could be on their priority list. If there's nothing to gain for China, they wouldn't have that.
Have you ever heard of China doing anything nice? That's all I want you to ask.
Yes, they have the Olympics.
You're an idiot. Go ahead, Ben.
They don't make bad business practice. I mean, everything is calculated. And if you look through history of different cultures, it's the people that are the best at counting, the best with numbers, are the ones with all the money. So if you look at the people who have been counting well for 1,000 years and setting up systems for currency for 1,000 years or more, these are the people that know how to make more currency happen. So they found something. They want to establish something. Maybe they want to branch off and have some of their factories on the other side of the world so then they don't have to pay so much for smog. Something is going on. They're going to benefit. It's not out of the kindness of their heart.
Well, like it said in that previous article, I mentioned that they're building like a building super center like a Home Depot where they're importing all these building materials for a giant super center. So I'll have to look into it. Don, the whole reason we even brought this topic up is because I was telling Ben that it was a segment I saw on Al Jazeera that I would not have seen on American television. Because American television doesn't report enough international news.
It depends on what you call American television. American television, if you're talking about the five major stations, no. You're not going to hear very much about Nigerian business and Chinese business practice. But if you look at anything else that's on the internet or any plus credible, you're going to see some of those articles because, especially like me, I look at the business news every day. And in business, everybody knows what's going on. So, you know, I'm looking at CNBC and Fox and Bloomberg. And so I'm looking at the financial reports, and everybody knows that China is targeting Africa because they're going deep. They're going deep into the continent.
Well, maybe it's a good thing because when you really think about it, after the post-colonial era of Africa in 1960, after the colonialism fell apart and then there were new leaders, there's never really been much stability even in the last 50 years.
And that's
only
why
some
we still have that's why we still have certain species of gorillas still alive, certain species of chimpanzees still alive, orangutan. Those are the only semi-large populations left in those areas. So you want to see some statue of King Kong in the middle of New York City in 50 years saying, oh, this was what they looked like. All right, then that's fine. But the bottom line is that with drilling, water pollution, everything else that's associated with it, I personally would not want to take that chance.
By the way, the name of the International Finance Corporation is CITIC, C-I-T-I-C-C, the CITIC African Holding Limited. And they built 200,000 new low-income units in Angola as well through the Chinese.
Is that a UN thing? Who do they answer to, the UN?
The International Finance Corporation, a member of the World Bank Group, and Chinese multinational construction and engineering company, CITIC. Yes, they are connected to the World Bank. You have heard of the IFC,
right?
There's
your answer right there. Thank you, Ben. Thank you for straightening her out. That's, I've been trying to do that the whole show. That the World Bank does not care about who's financing or doing what. They care about the World Bank.
Don, for every insult, you get a 5-second reprieve. You're off the air for 5 seconds. First of all, I pay for this show. Second of all, I don't necessarily decide the topic. But finally, you will not insult me on my own show unless you wire me $40 tonight. You're back on the air.
I'll wire you the $40. Just because I owe it to you, as many insults as I've had for you over the last 2.5 years. So that's in the mail. Checked in the mail, okay? But the world, no, I wasn't insulting you. I'm talking about the World Bank here.
Your word is?
The World Bank has no, they have no allegiance to anyone but the World Bank. That's what the New World Order is all about, when the UN is actually the people, the agency that takes care of the military, U.S. military. If you've, like I said, you haven't looked into it.
What the UN does is they assess trouble spots around the world, and so does the World Bank and the IFC. And then they have a collaborative process where they try to solve these problems.
And if TARP, TPP goes through, we're talking about the UN is going to be the U.S. police. It's going to be the U.S. Army. It's going to be the U.S. Marines. That's the U.N. Marine. not a U.S. Marine anymore. So that's
no, I think the Marines are very loyal
wrong.
To the President of the United States.
Wrong. What? Right.
It's widely known that the Marines are the most loyal to the U.S. I mean,
right.
I'm not speaking from my point of view because I'm not a veteran, but I've heard other veterans say that the Marines would die for the president, every single one of them. And that's not
right,
the case with all the other branches.
But that's what the Marines are telling you now. If the president told them that they are now under the auspices of the UN, they would do that. They've got no brains. Come on, Ben.
I've got some pretty smart friends that were Marines, and it's a joke. Like one friend
smart
I have.
Friends a joke.
No, it's a joke between the guys that he went to war with. He's got Marine buddies and he's got Army buddies, and it's a joke between the Army and the Marines that the Marines are dumb, and so they send each other. Like, he said he got a birthday card from one of his buddies, and he sent him some crayons and stuff with it. It's just a joke. Doesn't mean they're stupid, but it's a joke that they kind of play with each other.
Whatever. Nobody cares. Bottom line is that the Marines, if they were told by the President of the United States that they were now under the auspices, under the control of the WTO, And in the UN, they would do it. I don't care how smart, dumb, inconsistent, irrelevant they think they are. They would do it. That's the whole point.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a Marine general that would actually say okay to something like that.
You know what? There's a whole lot of dumb FBI and CIA and Marine generals in the office, according to our president. So why are you surprised?
I don't know. I guess the Marines are a standard. They hold a standard, and I think they know about the UN, and they're just waiting for the day that UN troops are on our soil, like Chicago wants to do. I think that's the stupidest idea ever. They would rather have the UN come and police their streets than the National Guard. Because the UN won't be afraid to shoot people.
Well, that what kind of sense?
It's sad that it has to come down to that.
Well, that
it doesn't have to come down to it. We don't need the UN.
If we sign the TPP, it's going to be law. Ben, there's no you don't have a say.
The TPP is done and over with.
No, it's not. They're bringing that up just as many times as they're trying to bring up Obamacare. They're doing everything they possibly can to pass the TPP. So they're not going to stop.
Something that's interesting to read, you guys, is the 1961 UN document called Freedom from War. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
It lays out the plans, and we're probably around stage 3 of their plan. But it's if you read it, this is from 1961. If you read it, it explains a lot of things that seemed weird at the time that's already happened. And it goes right into the Agenda 21 plan. So
it kind of reminds me of this memo that was written by a German foreign policy leader that was like the Bible on foreign policy in the Kissinger era. And it was kind of like a blueprint for the world. I'll bring the information to the next episode. But, Ben, we only have 5 minutes left. Ben, do you think the United Nations has more power and leverage than the U.S. and Russia?
Yes, because U.S. hasn't teamed up with Russia. If the U.S. and Russia could actually get along and make a plan, that would be more powerful than the U.N. But as it stands right now, I believe the U.N. has a 51% Muslim vote. Most most of the countries in the UN vote Muslim. I mean, Islamic countries. So we basically can't vote for ourselves because the UN is a democracy.
We're in the minority.
Even though we're basically the part of the 49%. So obviously they do have.
I wonder
more power
what it feels like for. I'll make a joke for Don's sake. I wonder what it's like for the white elite Americans to feel like they're not in the majority. Except for America is hardly the white elitist. I mean, it's a combination of many cultures.
White doesn't exist.
Well, I have a 30-second soundbite. This is my conclusion. I was watching Anthony Bourdain tonight in Colombia, and down in like the southwest part of the country, which is near the ocean, they don't have the type of violence they have like in Bogota. And it looked like a very peaceful place to live, like far from world problems. They catch their own fish. They make their own food. It's ripe for agriculture. It would be nice to be disenfranchised from world problems and be separated from them and just live a peaceful life.
Good luck with
what
that.
What do y'all think of that? Well, unfortunately, can I just briefly explain why I didn't buy premium? I had to work 40 hours this week, and I didn't get to upload the money, and my jumbo check doesn't come till Thursday, so I just decided to skip it this week. I'm real sorry.
That's right.
I still got money in the bank. I just didn't spend it on this. So, Don, what's your conclusion, Uber righteous man?
You don't still have him on mute, do you?
No, I don't. I took him off like 6 to 10 minutes ago. Well, Ben, what's your conclusion? We're going to get cut off in 2 minutes.
Just keep your news sources open, I guess, since that was what we started the topic with. You can basically do more than the top 5 news stations by looking around. You can form your own opinion.
My New Year's resolution is don't play audio until I buy a new phone.
Yeah, something's wrong with that. It wasn't even
coming because
through at all.
The only time the speaker at my work is excellent, and I had my phone right up to it. There's no reason it shouldn't have worked. But I am going to send you the link to this one article on the Chinese. It's and you can make your own conclusions. Okay.
Okay, and check out the Freedom from War document.
Okay, I will, because I do have something to contribute to that based on Kissinger's book, Diplomacy, and what happened at the end of World War II, so, and the formation of the worldwide government or the worldwide whatever. So I'll talk to you next week, then. Have a great night. Okay?
All right, you too. Good night.
Good night.